Oregon Guard Sergeant Justin Ierley would have been 24 years old in August, but earlier this month in Baghdad, he was killed in an ambush. At his memorial service, friends and family recalled a funny and determined young man. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Rob Manning has this remembrance.
Justin Ierley became a weekend warrior with the Oregon Guard in 1999. He was a student at Portland State University studying graphic design. His studies were cut short, though, when his Guard unit was deployed first to Kuwait and then Iraq. It was in Baghdad on June 4th that Ierley was traveling in a Humvee with three other guardsmen. The vehicle in front of them hit a bomb. All four men went to see if they could help. A second explosion killed three of them: Ierley, Justin Linden, and Eric McCray. Hundreds showed up to Ierley's memorial, including Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski, who presented Ierley's parents with a state flag. Kulongoski, a former Marine, canceled a trade mission to Japan to be there.
I did not know Justin Ierley. I truly wish I had. How could anyone not want to know a young Oregonian of such optimism, creativity, and promise? He was everything that I love most about this state and its people.
Kulongoski has pledged to attend every combat funeral in the state. He said he's proud of Oregon's weekend warriors. In recent years, Oregon Guardsmen have frequently had the distinction of deploying the most men and women overseas. The Guard was drastically different, says Justin's brother Paul Ierley, when he and Justin signed up 5 years ago.
When you joined, you thought the worst thing that would, you know, the most significant thing that could happen is you'd be deployed to fight forest fires or prevent filling sandbags for flooding and stuff. I mean, there was always the possibility in the back of your mind that World War III would break out and you'd go end up to Korea or something like that, was what they always told you.
That possibility had occurred to Justin Ierley, says his older sister Estacia Hatfield, and she says when Justin got his orders to deploy overseas, he was glad to do it. Hatfield remembers a brother who had a great sense of humor and was always the optimist.
He totally lived that corny saying about when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That is my brother. He lived it. I only hope that my brother and I can live up to his memory as a role model, because he was just such a great kid who became a man in his last year of his life. And I think that's probably what we're all most sad about, is he really came into his own and everything was cut short.
One of Ierley's plans was to build a career designing websites for music bands. He had already designed a website for his favorite hard rock group, Filter. The band just announced it's dedicating its next album to Ierley's memory. Paul Ierley says his brother would have liked that.
And he had heard some of the new album that hasn't been released yet. He was really excited about it. It's just too bad he can't be here to enjoy the rest of it.
Paul Ierley is due to deploy to Iraq with the California Guard in September. His parents, who are not giving interviews, are working with the Guard representatives to change their remaining son's deployment to a safer location. For NPR News, this is Rob Manning in Portland, Oregon.
The U.S. Central Command in Baghdad today confirmed that an American Marine died in action Saturday in Iraq's Anbar province. The death brings to 615 the number of U.S. military personnel killed in action since the United States invaded Iraq last year. Including both combat and non-combat related deaths, more than 830 members of the military have died in Iraq since the start of the war. The Pentagon says it does not keep statistics on the number of Iraqis who have been killed or wounded. The website Iraq Body Count says at least 9,436 Iraqis have been reported to have been killed, and that number could be as high as 11,317. American academics compile the numbers used on the website from a variety of news sources.